This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for nitrolingual pump spray. Active ingredient, glycerol trinitrate. This leaflet provides important information about using nitrolingual pump spray. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using nitrolingual pump spray. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using nitrolingual pump spray? Nitrolingual pump spray contains the active ingredient glycerol trinitrate. Nitrolingual pump spray belongs to a group of medicines called nitrates. It works by widening blood vessels, letting more blood and oxygen reach the heart. Nitrolingual pump spray is used to treat acute angina. Nitrolingual pump spray may also be used to prevent angina, if used 5 to 10 minutes before taking part in an activity which may provoke an attack of angina. Angina is a pain or uncomfortable feeling in the chest, often spreading to the arms or the neck, and sometimes to the shoulders and back. This may be caused by too little blood and oxygen getting to the heart. The pain of angina is usually brought on by exercise or stress. Your doctor or pharmacist may have recommended nitrolingual pump spray for another reason. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any questions about why nitrolingual pump spray has been recommended for you. There is no evidence to suggest that nitrolingual pump spray is addictive. What should I know before I use nitrolingual pump spray? Warnings. Do not use nitrolingual pump spray if you are allergic to glycerol trinitrate, the active ingredient, or any of the other ingredients of nitrolingual pump spray listed at the end of this leaflet. You are allergic to any medicine or food containing nitrates or nitrites. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include asthma, wheezing, or shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, hives, itching, or skin rash, fainting. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Do not use phosphodiesterase inhibitors, e.g. Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, or others if your doctor or pharmacist has asked you to use nitrolingual pump spray. Do not use soluble guanylate cyclase stimulators, such as Adempas, if you are using nitrolingual pump spray. Do not use nitrolingual pump spray after the expiry date printed on the bottle and packaging. If you take this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. Do not use nitrolingual pump spray if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Do not use nitrolingual pump spray to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist has instructed you to do so. If you are not sure whether you should start using nitrolingual pump spray, contact your doctor or pharmacist. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you have any allergies to any other medicines, any other substances, such as foods, dyes, or preservatives. You have any medical conditions, including severe anemia, low blood pressure, which can make you feel faint, weak, or dizzy, especially when you stand up suddenly, a recent heart attack, or other serious heart disease, a recent head injury, or stroke, an abnormality of hemoglobin, a pigment in your red blood cells which carries oxygen, high blood pressure in the pulmonary artery. You take any medicines for any other condition, it may not be safe for you to use nitrolingual pump spray. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Do not use nitrolingual pump spray if you are pregnant or breastfeeding unless you and your doctor or pharmacist have discussed the risks and benefits involved. Use in children. Nitrolingual pump spray is not recommended for use in children as there is no specific information about such use. Always ask your doctor or pharmacist before giving medicines to children. Use in elderly. Elderly patients may be more sensitive to the effects or side effects of nitrolingual pump spray. If you are elderly, you may need to watch carefully for signs of side effects. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with nitrolingual pump spray and affect how it works. These include drugs which expand the blood vessels, drugs which lower blood pressure, drugs which help to reduce the amount of excess fluid in the body by increasing the amount of urine produced, drugs used to treat impaired sexual function, drugs used to treat high blood pressure in the pulmonary artery, some drugs for mental conditions, some drugs used to treat depression, some drugs used to treat migraine headaches, heparin, used to thin the blood, Adempas used for pulmonary hypertension. You may need to take different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about this. If you have been prescribed a phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitor, e.g. Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, or others for the treatment of erectile dysfunction or high blood pressure in the pulmonary artery, and you experience an acute angina attack, immediately go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. Your doctor or pharmacist can advise further on the list of medicines to avoid while taking nitrolingual pump spray. Nitrolingual pump spray can be used with other medications which are used to prevent angina. If your doctor or pharmacist transfers you from glycerol trinitrate tablets to nitrolingual pump spray, you may receive a larger dose of the drug than usual, because nitrolingual pump spray does not break down as quickly as glycerol trinitrate tablets. As a result, you may get more side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice this. Your doctor or pharmacist can tell you what to do if you are taking any other medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect nitrolingual pump spray. How do I use nitrolingual pump spray? How much to use? Your doctor or pharmacist will tell you how much nitrolingual pump spray to use. Use the exact amount your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. At the first sign of an angina attack, 1 meter dose should be sprayed under your tongue. If the pain persists after 5 minutes, administer a second meter dose. Do not take more than 2 doses during an angina attack. If this does not relieve the angina and the pain continues, then you should call an ambulance or the nearest hospital immediately. When to use nitrolingual pump spray? Your doctor or pharmacist will tell you how often you should use nitrolingual pump spray. Nitrolingual pump spray is not a medication which is taken regularly. It is used when you need to obtain relief from the pain of an acute attack of angina. Nitrolingual pump spray may also be used 5 to 10 minutes before taking part in exercise or activities which may provoke an acute attack of angina. The number of times that you can use nitrolingual pump spray in any one day will depend on how severe your angina is, what other medicines you are taking, and any other medical conditions you may have. You should discuss this with your doctor or pharmacist. How to use nitrolingual pump spray? Follow the instructions for using nitrolingual pump spray to make sure that you receive the correct dose. In order to completely fill the dosing chamber when using the spray for the first time, press the nozzle 5 times. Quickly and completely, spraying into the air. This is called priming. If the product has not been used for 1 week, a priming of 1 spray is necessary. If the product has not been used for more than 4 months, a priming of 5 sprays is necessary. The spray is then ready for use. 1. Sit down and rest. 2. Remove the plastic cover and hold the bottle upright with your forefinger on top of the groove nozzle. There is no need to shake the bottle. 3. Open your mouth and bring the bottle as close as possible, aiming it under your tongue. 4. Press the nozzle firmly with your forefinger to release the spray under your tongue. Do not inhale the spray. 5. Release the nozzle and close your mouth. Avoid swallowing immediately after taking a dose. 6. For a second dose, repeat the above steps. 7. Replace the plastic cover after use. It is important to familiarize yourself with the position of the spray opening and nozzle for ease of use at night. Important: the delivery tube must be immersed in the liquid. The contents of the bottle can only be sprayed if the opening at the bottom of the delivery tube is completely immersed in liquid. There will always be a small amount of liquid left over in the bottle. This was taken into account when the bottle was filled during its manufacture and is in addition to the 200 available doses. Make sure that you get a new spray before the old one runs out. Always keep a spare, if advised to do so by your doctor or pharmacist. What to expect? After 1 or 2 metered doses of nitrolingual pump spray, you should obtain relief from the pain of angina. If no relief is obtained and the pain continues, you should call an ambulance or go to the nearest hospital immediately. How long to use it? You may need to use nitrolingual pump spray for as long as you continue to suffer from angina attacks. If you use too much nitrolingual pump spray, you may suffer severe headaches. Your skin may become flushed or clammy. You may have trouble seeing, or you may feel flushed, nauseous, sick, dizzy, lightheaded, or faint. Your heart may also beat faster or slower than usual. If you think that you have used too much nitrolingual pump spray, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using nitrolingual pump spray? Things you should do. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using nitrolingual pump spray. Tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking nitrolingual pump spray if you are about to be started on any new medicines. Use nitrolingual pump spray exactly as your doctor or pharmacist has recommended. If you do not follow your doctor or pharmacist's instructions, you may not get relief from your angina attack. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you continue to have angina attacks or if they become more frequent while you are using nitrolingual pump spray. You may find it helpful to keep a written record of the number, causes, length and severity of your angina attacks, so you can tell your doctor or pharmacist at your next visit. This will help your doctor or pharmacist to choose the best possible treatment for your angina. Tell your doctor or pharmacist immediately if you become pregnant while using nitrolingual pump spray. Things you should not do. Do not use nitrolingual pump spray to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacists tell you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. Do not suddenly stop using nitrolingual pump spray if you have been using large amounts of the spray regularly. If you have been using large amounts of nitrolingual pump spray regularly and stop using it suddenly, you may find that your attacks of angina become worse. If you want to stop using nitrolingual pump spray, ask your doctor or pharmacist how to stop using it gradually over a few weeks. Things to be careful of. Be careful not to overdo physical activities when you first start using nitrolingual pump spray. If you use nitrolingual pump spray 5 to 10 minutes before exercise, you will probably feel better and more able to participate in physical activities. However, if you overdo physical activities, you may still get an attack of angina. Get up slowly when getting out of bed or standing up if you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint. You may feel lightheaded or dizzy when you begin to use nitrolingual pump spray, or if the dose is increased. This is because your blood pressure is falling suddenly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem gets worse or continues, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how nitrolingual pump spray affects you. Nitrolingual pump spray may cause dizziness and fainting in some patients, especially when you first start to use it. Make sure you know how you react to nitrolingual pump spray before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else which could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you drink alcohol. Be careful when drinking alcohol while you are using nitrolingual pump spray. If you drink alcohol while you are using nitrolingual pump spray, your blood pressure may drop, making you feel dizzy or faint. Looking after your medicine. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Dispose of the bottle where children cannot reach it. There may be some solution left in the bottle which could harm them. Do not open the empty container by force. Do not spray into flames, onto red-hot surfaces, or incinerate. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. General: headache, dizziness, weakness, feeling faint or lightheaded, especially when you stand up suddenly. What to do? Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. General: weakness, gastrointestinal, nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, nervous system related, severe headache, severe dizziness or fainting, skin related, skin rash, heart related, weak or unusually fast or slow heartbeat, flushing of the face or neck, bluish color of lips, nails or palms of hand. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Allergy related. Sudden signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. What to do? Stop taking this medicine and call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these very serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is available over the counter without a doctor's prescription. What nitrolingual pump spray contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Glycerol trinitrate 400 micrograms per meter dose spray. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Fractionated coconut oil. Glycerol caprylate or caprate. Ethanol. Peppermint oil. Sodium lactate. S-lactic acid. Purified water. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What nitrolingual pump spray looks like. Nitrolingual pump spray is a metered dose pump spray. It delivers glycerol trinitrate in the form of spray droplets. It is packaged in a plastic bottle which contains 13.9 milliliters of solution, 200 doses. *3088842. Who distributes nitrolingual pump spray? Nitrolingual pump spray is supplied in Australia by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Aloe Vera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. This leaflet was prepared in February 2023. Nitrolingual CCDS V8 MIV 4-15 Feb 23.